Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the fact that him also saying that he doesn't see a ton of... Wait a minute. What is the exact words? I don't see a ton of impact on the fifth-year option. So that screams, at least in this moment with him at the podium, I don't want to move up to get a quarterback in the bottom of the draft. Now, again, that's at that moment in the podium, at least, and that's my interpretation, because a lot of people have said that the fifth-year option always has an impact when it comes to quarterbacks because it gives you another year to, you know, you can redshirt him for a year and then build your way through there. If he doesn't see that impact on a fifth-year option, that screams we don't want to trade up.
Well, I also think that he doesn't that the pillars of his job, I think, are the best way to put it. That the way he talks about these draft picks isn't about instant, you know, it's not instant pudding. They don't have to be starters right away. And, you know, that question was asked, and he talked about long-term, and he did it more than once, talked about long-term ramifications of somebody who you're going to draft. And part of that might go back to the whole learning curve thing of look at some of the guys he's drafted, and they've not gotten the long-term results, the return on investment that the guys they thought they were going to get. They just didn't. And I think that in some way he's had to reshape the way he thinks the draft because he didn't get impact out of some of the players that he's picked before. So now if you go into it and say, okay, we hope that this guy can be – I don't think they can play that game at number two, and they might not be able to play it at 34 either, but they've got to make sure – 34, right, 34.
Three.
33, sorry. They had that
– You're good, bud.
Well, they had that extra pick in there that because of the compensatory stuff in between rounds. That's why I was
yeah.
At one point I thought – The 104 change. That's actually, it was 103 at one time. So, but the, you know, the long-term ramifications of a pick seem to be more relevant to him now than maybe if you go back and listen to his first press conference that he did before a draft. That's what I'm saying, that he seems to be very comfortable in his own skin. And I really believe these guys think they have 2 years to get this done. 2 years to get this thing back on track, especially the general manager. Maybe not so much for Kevin, because I think it's easier to pull the trigger on a head coach than it is before you pull the trigger on a general manager. But that, to me, the guy I heard on the podium today is very comfortable in his job and knows that he does have work to do. He's got pressure to become a better general manager or to make sure that the picks that these guys are making have longer legs than what we've seen in the past, that they'll be here longer, that, you know, he's comfortable in his own skin for at least the next two seasons.
That the Browns can do it with the cap hits that reach. They are not going to act out of desperation. They are going to draft the guys who they believe are the best fit to what they want to do.
Long-term bet.
Long-term
is what he said. Yeah.
Bet. That's what I took away from this. It is a man who did not sound desperate.
Well, and the other part of it, too, Joe Flacco, he didn't feel like there isn't this – they're not putting him into any defined role at this point.
Right.
Is he going to be the starter? I don't know. We're going to let him compete. Is Kenny Pickett going to be a starter? I don't know. We're going to let him compete. If you should draft a quarterback early in this draft, are they going to be a starter or maybe even late? Who knows? They may think that they're going to pick up a quarterback in the third round, that they're going to give a chance to compete to be the starting quarterback. I'm just throwing it out
there.
Goodness,
that kid from Indiana who's I think like 23 or 24 from Canada. Rourke.
Yeah.
Curtis Rourke. Like that guy. Like
who
that's
was
the kind
playing
of guy.
Great until he saw Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was going around that last year.
Yeah. Especially towards the end of the season, except for one team that seemed to put a little bit of a wrinkle in the situation.
Right. And in the same way, like, you know, who knows if they're going to let the board dictate to them. It sounds like they're going to just kind of let things fall. And if somebody calls and they want to make some calls on a veteran, if they want to find somebody who fits that Jerry Jeudy mold, they're going to try to do it. But they're not going to force anything. I don't see them trading up for Tyler Shuck. I don't see them trading up for Jalen Milroe or anything like that. It sounds like the,
and
first,
no
round
concern,
is the first round.
No concern over Tyler Shuck's age. He didn't seem to be worried about that either. Then again, he didn't do it, but this is a franchise that – once drafted Brandon Whedon, who was, I think he was ready for his Golden Buckeye card about 2 weeks after he signed on with the Browns.
He was 28. Like, we're all forgetting the fact that, like, Tyler Shuck is 26 when the season starts.
Yeah.
And Whedon, I think, was 28 when he was drafted.
But he had played baseball, that's why.
He had played baseball.
So.
But, yeah, like, it, I don't know. I've become a Tyler Shuck defender, and I think he's fine.
So questions about – and remember when it seemed like things were really hot with Abdul Carter just a few weeks ago, then there were, like, questions about, oh, is he healthy? Is he going to be able to play? Are his feet all right? And Andrew today said, our medical staff is not concerned with any of that, with Abdul Carter's offseason. No concern.
Goodbye me.
I don't know. What else is he going to say?
Yeah, I mean –
Oh, I got to tell you, he's got four broken legs and six broken arms, and you know, I got our medical staff did their due diligence on this thing, and there's no way we're not touching him with a 20-foot pole, you know. And I also think it's weird that he has a third ear. I don't know. You don't see that every day now.
No, you get under those power lines, you never know what's going to happen. But I think the Abdul Carter part, you're right. If they walked out of this draft with Abdul Carter, I feel fine. Like I would be fine with it. There would be no complaints.
But I don't
no
think anybody
like
in that room asking questions thinks there was one question on Abdul Carter. One.
That's fascinating.
Just one. And now, again, this was their first opportunity to talk to him about Joe Flacco, too, since picking him up. There wasn't a lot of talk about Kenny Pickett, though. There was just kind of.
No.
Other than
but
competition.
That's because, but that's
he wants
because,
competition. That's fine.
I think that's because Pickett held a presser, though. I think that's the only thing, is that they had Pickett, so those are done. The nebulous JOK answers, are those starting to concern you at all? Or
he's progressing. That was the final word on that.
Yeah.
Well, what about, you know, you want to talk about progressing? Deshaun Watson also came up at the end. He's doing a great job of rehabbing. We'll figure out when we get there, right?
Yeah. I mean, what is he going to say? I mean, that's the thing with the Watson part. Like, it's a zero-sum game no matter how you spin it. If you walk out onto the podium and go, yeah, he doesn't exist in our minds right now, like, everybody's going to be offended and pick that up. If you come out and go, yeah, you know, he's doing great, everybody's going to get all offended and all that kind of stuff too. There's no right answer when it comes to Deshaun Watson until they cut him. Like, that's going to be the next time you probably hear that guy's name.
Well,
it's
the only other way,
transaction
wire. If he is healthy towards the end of the season, don't forget, he'll start on the IR, he'll come back on the IR, then they're going to have to take him off the IR
if
they want to at the end.
If your season's gone into the toilet, I think that's the only way that you could see that guy play.
All right, we'll talk more about this press conference. Also, what did Joe Flacco have to say on the morning show? We'll talk about that. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.